Supporters of the change say the loss of the tax revenue from a growing senior population is making it difficult to fund local government. A group of local residents has asked the Assembly to put the measure on the ballot and said they'd be trying to convince voters to make the change. Sue Paulson thought this move could accompany other changes to the borough's budgets in the future, including other revenue sources or ways to cut spending.
In the age of the aging population and declining state money, we are facing an ongoing problem these next few years. We're hoping the voters will endorse this plan as part of a larger plan. Let the debate begin. Please put this question on the ballot.
The proposal would end the exemption and it would create an annual fixed rebate for seniors who already receive one of several other kinds of state or federal assistance. Seniors would have to apply each year and would receive a $300 check or $450 for a household of multiple seniors. Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter thought it was a good idea, even though he's nearing the age of qualifying for the exemption.
Right now we're scrimping and, you know, to try to just, you know, balance the budget the way it is now, and it's not going to get any better if we don't have those people that can afford to participate to participate. I mean, I'm 63, and I'm looking down the barrel at this opportunity for myself if I want to be self-centered, but I'm also looking at, you know, the young people around this community that will have to shoulder the burden that I think we all should be able to shoulder if we can afford it. So
the mayor and assembly members were all supportive of the issue appearing on the ballot, but not all said they'd be supporting the change at the voting booth. Nancy Strand had concerns about younger people trying to live in Petersburg.
I wonder if the tax exemption should be extended to all ages as, you know, needs-based. I wonder about raising the tax cap. There's all kinds of things we could direct this group to take up. But I will be voting for it to go on the ballot.
Likewise, Mayor Mark Jensen said he'd support putting the issue to a public vote, but didn't think he'd be voting to end the exemption. The ordinance passed in its first reading by a 7-0 vote and requires two more readings by the Assembly. If approved, voters will have the final say this October. Past attempts to end the senior tax exemption have been voted down pretty handily. Voters have agreed to limit the tax break to local seniors and not exempt alcohol and tobacco. Starting up next year, seniors will be charged a new administrative fee each year for their sales tax exemption card, although low-income seniors can apply to have that waived. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.